Madam President?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, we have a door prize here. We have a Proctor Silex can opener and a cassette player machine. That is going to be going to Jesse Hughes.
Jesse Hughes, I'll bet she's in the room. Mic check. A little lower. Okay, mic check. Jesse, where are you? Stand up. You're welcome to wave your cane. Glenn, you need to be making your way up front unless you're already here. Or at least get yourself to a mic because you're on next. And I know you just did sound. We just multitask everybody. Let's go ahead and do one more door prize while Glenn is making his way up here because he's on next, and I have to go get my presidential report because I forgot it on the table.
Okay, we have a candy dish and a beagle. All right. That is going to go to Mindy Jacobson. Are they still here? Is Mindy Jacobson still here?
I'm here.
Yeah, she's over there.
Oh, girl, you can stay in front of us. If you want, you don't have to. Thank you. Just want a dog? Is that the deal? I'm going to get the dog on the plane. Girl wants to know how he's supposed to get the dog on the plane.
I was wondering how I'm going to get the candy dish on the plane. Are you kidding me?
I was told it was a beagle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a service animal.
Snoopy's a guide dog.
Do you want to take a seat to my right, Carol? Which one do you want? I don't. That works just fine. I'm not in one yet.
Are you not in one?
Not sitting yet. Our next speaker has now a year under his belt as treasurer. And and we haven't shot each other yet. So we do have our moments. As you all might guess, I can be a little demanding at times.
No.
No, not me, right? I've watched Glenn work very hard and take on a lot of roles in this affiliate. During this convention, for example, he did all the pre-registration. He's been working sound with our other sound engineers. Blair's been in every minute, by the way, so before I forget, can we say thank you to Blair? Everybody that's been on that sound team, you guys have pulled that together, and it's been awesome, and I do appreciate it very much. I'll do some more thank yous later. Besides doing pre-registration and the treasury and sound, Glenn's been basically everywhere during this convention. I finally said to him last night, you aren't really going home last night, are you? And he came and stayed with us because we're 10 minutes away, and he's, I don't know, an hour and a half. So give Glenn a big hand. You got your checks. Those of you that don't have your checks, they're in the mail. And I'll give you Glenn for the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Patty. Hi, I'm Glenn Moore, State Treasurer. I do want to take a moment before I give you your Treasury report to just recognize Kelly Doty. About a little over a year ago today, she said that she had to step down because of health reasons. And as I'm sure you know, this past week she passed away. She gave many good years to the affiliate, and she gave her best. And, you know, she deserves our gratitude for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the Treasury report for July 2011 to July 2012. I'll go ahead and start. The beginning balance, July 1st, 2011, First Midwest Bank, $78,921.14. Ending balance, June 29th, 2012, $97,740.25. Income summary. This will have the amount and then the description after it. $2,000 for the Eileen Andrew Foundation. $3,739.50 from Annual Appeal. $18.37 from bank interest. $75 from convention exhibitor fees. $170 was a board lunch donation. $5,865 was from 15 for funds. It was a little bit more than that this year, by the way. $15 Freedom Link meal donation. $675 general donations. $72 IEBS donation for IEBS rep room. That was last year. $3,601.40 from the Imagination Fund grant. $5,000 from the NEFID grant. $5,000 from the Linden Foundation. $38 from membership dues. $2,000 Miller Foundation grant. $2,500 National Convention Scholarship Breakfast States contributions. $210 from Oktoberfest. $1,155 from Parent TVI seminar registrations. $619 sale of BookSense raffle. $828 sale of drawstring bags. $15,560 sale of gift certificates. $186 sale of travel mugs. $40 sale of t-shirts. $4,107 from the St. Anne's fundraiser. $50 state convention sponsorships. $2,895 state convention registration and meals. For a total 12-month income of $56,419.27. Now to expenses. $141.24 for annual appeal materials. $15 annual appeal filing fee, $170 for background checks, $120.49 were banking costs, mostly relating to the switchover from First Midwest Bank to Fifth Third Bank. $160.57 was the board meeting lunch. Just as a note, the board donated $170 to pay for that lunch, so we actually made money on that. $50 was given as a Braille prize, $470 convention attendance grants, state convention, $6,911.56 convention compliments, $350 convention speakers and scholarship winner bus, $14,446.30 was the cost of the gift certificates. The gift certificate fundraiser. $218.85 was paid for various driver, gas, meals, and rooms. $2,553.21 for our Freedom Link program. $979 for insurances. $500 for an internships. $1,000 donated to National for the Jernigan Fund, $254.07 for a membership reception, August 2011, $2,506 given for National Convention attendance, $1,500 was donated for NFB Kid Camp National, $480 was paid in PAC contributions, sign up for the PAC plan. $4,526.14 was spent for the parent TVI seminar, $11.40 for printing and copying, $8,750 was given in scholarships at state convention last year. We gave, what, $10,000 this year?
Yep.
$2,911.86 for Washington Seminar attendance grants. $117.70 state convention expenses other than those mentioned earlier. $381.53 for state convention materials. $769.51 for state convention audio equipment that we'll be using for years to come. $500 was donated to the Sun Fund. $1,000 was donated to Tenbrook. $43.35 for travel to a picket in Springfield. $1,000 was donated to White Cane for a total expense of $52,837.78. And just as a note, the difference between the balances is not equal to the difference between the income and expense due to transactions from this 12-month period posting before or after the period. These are all described in the quarterly reports for these four quarters. And that concludes my treasury report.
Can I get a motion?
I make a motion.
Ken moves to approve. I think that was Mary Lou on the second. Eileen, sorry. Any questions, discussion?
Questions, Kathy Randall.
Kathy Randall.
Yes, Kathy.
What is convention compliments?
Oh, all the things that we comp for convention.
Comps. Meaning, that, for example, we will comp registration for all speakers, and their meals will be comped, that kind of thing. Any other questions? Call the question. Those in favor of approving the report as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Now, y'all listen. Last Monday, I went to the lawyer's office and I picked up an $88,000 check. It's almost $89,000. That is not in this report because, of course, it was done last week. We will split that with our national office. So I think that puts us somewhere around $140,000 in the treasury before this convention. So obviously we just spent quite a bit of money. But I think the treasury is in very good shape, and I'd like to give a hand to the entire board for running this affiliate in a fiscally responsible way. Glenn, did you have anything you wanted to add?
It sounds like there's something I'm supposed to be thinking of, but no.
No, not at all. I'm not cueing you. I'm just asking.
No, I can't think of anything.
No subliminal message there.
I just like to add, I like to get some sleep.
Yeah. We have free slates and Dymo tape labelers et al., Latin for and others. I take it this was written by Bill Reeve. It sounds like a lawyer thing. Are available at the information table.
Be nice to your treasurer, Patty. We swing without them.
I think that the Patricia Bissell donated them. Yes. Okay. Let me switch mics, and then I'll do a door prize, and then I'll do my report.
Okay, our door prize here is going to be the candy dish because Mindy was not able to take it since she's flying, and we're going to add to that $20 from the Kankakee Heartland chapter. Okay, there's that. And that is going to go to Hannah Hakes.
I'm sure Hannah's here. Hannah?
Hannah?
Still in the room? Hannah? Do it again, please.
All right. John Tabor... Tabakhorst.
John Tabakhorst. Quad Cities Chapter. John is here. Before I begin my formal report, I do want to take a minute. And you know, I try not to thank people by name, mostly because I know I'll forget. So I'm going to do this a little bit by categories. This convention has been truly incredible. We didn't hit the 150 mark, but we did hit 149. I think that's a record. I want to extend, and I want you all to extend your thanks to our door prize team, and feel free to clap as we go. To our salespeople, including the IOPS team in the back. Mary Lou is somewhere in the house as well. To all of our speakers and our performers in Braille is Beautiful. Our information table, which was run this year by Roberta Reef. Our registration table, which was run this year, coordinated by Pat Olson. I want to extend a particular thank you note to Roberta and Bill for two things. One is they did the brailing for the agendas. Number two, they've been staying at our house. They did make a room reservation on time, and they gave up their room when we had trouble with the hotel, as did I and several others who ended up doubling up. So to all those people who ended up with three and four in a room, when I called you desperately 10 days ago, thank you. And a special thanks to Bill and Roberta, who couldn't even stay on the property. All of our families ended up in an overflow hotel. The bad news is they were off the property. The good news is they ended up in suites. I also want to extend thanks to the special events committee, those who mentored, and a particular thanks to our scholarship committee. We have to thank our board of directors. We all serve all the time, but the board, when it comes to convention, is usually hopping the whole weekend, and we certainly did this weekend. And my final thanks goes to all of those leaders who lead without holding a title. I always think of Leanne when I think of this, because Leanne's not real big on speaking into a mic. She's not real big on holding office, but she leads all the time. She's in here first. She's room checking. She's doing door prizes. She's making sure you get out and get back in. So I want to thank all the people who worked on this convention.
Door prize?
Yeah, let's do one.
Okay. We have the Prodigy, the voice.
Prodigy voice.
Voice, yes.
It's not fully accessible. Just understand that, okay?
Oh, okay.
It only reads the... it will read your reading to you, whatever your reading was, but you can't go through any of the menus. So, but if you have some residual vision, then you probably could use it pretty easily.
Does it include the test?
A little bit. You always get a few.
Okay,
let's give away that Prodigy voice.
Okay. Well, I don't... Jeff Harvey?
No, not here.
Not here.
That's Jana's significant
right.
other.
Robert Kaiser.
Robert Kaiser, are you
yeah.
still here? Yep. Oh, I love that.
Is there a diabetic in the house? Give it to him.
What?
I will defer because I don't have the diabetes, so something I can't use.
Okay.
Why don't we do it this way? Why don't we auction off the Prodigy voice? Does anybody have an objection to that?
You want to...
Yeah, he should get... You guys can figure that part out.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll give him $20 from the Kankakee Heartland chapter.
Great. I'm going to auction off that Prodigy voice right now. Can I get $5? $5. Can I hear $5 on the Prodigy voice? Give me $5. All our diabetics are not here?
Mindy?
Yeah.
Yes?
No.
Okay.
She don't want it.
Okay. She just quit.
What part doesn't work?
She just went through it, Dave. I'm not going to go through it again.
I'll give you $5 if you can't sell it.
Carl says he'll give me $5 if I can't sell it. He's going to take it to New York and you, and do the same thing is what he's going to do. I got 10 from Dave. I got 10. I got 15 from Debbie Pittman. Can I hear 20? Can I get 20? Can I get 20? Give me $20. Going once, going twice, gone. Debbie Pittman. There is a there's lots of literature back on those tables. I want everybody on their way out today to pick up literature. You can take it, hand it to people, give it out. It goes with those text to give cards that y'all got last night at the banquet.
Don't forget to use those.
Don't forget to use those.
I'll tell you that again before I leave.
Candyman, Ken back there with candy. You're next on my list, Ken. You didn't let me get there. I don't forget you, Ken. Candyman can, so go see the Candyman so that he can sell his candy. I did that. All right. Let me talk to you about the things that we did last year and the things that we plan for next year. And I try to say we all the time because this affiliate in particular is a we affiliate. We have very, very deep participation on our committees, and we have very deep leadership, meaning that there are a lot of people carrying different things that we do in this affiliate. That's how we do so much. But I have to begin by acknowledging the fact that this has really been a year of ups and downs for us, particularly in terms of illnesses and passings of our members. I think every single chapter has been affected by at least one major illness or operation, which gets tough when you hear about it time after time. You know, you wonder. And you think about, oh my, how are we going to do this? You know, this person's sick, this one. Two things came out of that for me, though. Every time we needed someone to step up to the plate, somebody did. If somebody had to back up due to illness, somebody else picked up the slack. And I think even more importantly, we really showed how supportive NFBI can be. We're a family. We say that all the time. I don't think people really understand it until they go through a crisis. And this year we had many crises. We had people stepping up, people assisting, people just calling, talking, caring, really, truly caring about one another. That's how we can keep doing what we do, even when sometimes it gets tough. We met most of our goals this year that we had set. Washington seminar in particular, we exceeded our goals. Wanted to send 9 people. We ended up with many more than that. We had teachers of tomorrow. We had parents in attendance. We had the 9 people that the affiliate selected. Francisco and I went as well. So I don't remember what the exact total was, but Illinois was definitely in the house during Washington seminar. Our webpage, which is maintained by Byron Lee, and I know he's not here, but give him a shout out because he'll listen to it later. He's got to put it together. Thank you, Byron. Our webpage is continuously updated. We all need to send corrections or comments to Byron as you have them. But our website, when you pull it up, it has the next week's calendar items right on the front. It has the convention information right on the front. And that's important. When people contact us, you don't want them pulling up something that says, gee, we did a convention a couple months ago. Well, they don't want to see what you did a couple months ago right away. What they want to see is what they can come to. What can they do? How do they contact us? I know our website's effective because I have a problem that results from our website. I am now getting calls from all over the country saying, I can't find my affiliate's website. Help me. Which means we're high enough up on Google or whatever search engine people are using that they find us before, for example, Texas. Texas, big state. I got three calls in the last month. I can't find my Texas people. I don't know how to find them on the internet, and I have become the conduit for giving out other states' information. Not sure I'm in love with the idea, but it does mean our website is doing what it should be doing. Our newsletter, and by the way, I'd love to extend an invitation to those of you, especially first-timers, to come and write about this convention. I wish this is, my first convention had been as lively as this one is, and especially as full of youth as this one is. We did put out two issues of the newsletter this year. Connie, despite having illness, has continued to edit. Let's give her a hand. Yay, Connie. And it's a top quality newsletter. I send it out to other states. I often get comments from other presidents. They do read it around the country. And I have no idea what our distribution is now because I send it out to my 600 email list. Connie sends it out to hers. It goes out on Ill Talk. It goes on the website. We don't even know how many people it reaches. Oh, it's on Newsline, yeah. I know. That's what I'm afraid of. You do have a really strong committee.
This committee has been great.
Yeah. And that's really harkens back to the point I started with, which is that this affiliate is deep. You don't have 5 or 10 people doing what's done. You got probably, if I looked at the committee list, I'll bet there are 60 people active on committees, at least, and more that work without being officially on a committee. We did put on a parent seminar. We've done that for a number of years. It was incredibly successful. We broadened it in a way that made it even more successful. We put a 2-day seminar on, one for parents, one for TVIs. The biggest problem with that was that the TVI room was about half the size it should have been. We never had expected to get 28 teachers the first year we did it, and we got 28 teachers. Best part about the parents portion of that seminar, I think, was the fact that we really focused on getting hands-on stuff this year. Got very positive feedback on the Ann Cunningham segment in particular and the Carrie Cipollo segment in particular because the parents could come in and do drawing boards and work with the LabQuest and try these things out. At the same time, we did Teen Scene, which he's not here, but Dale Schweck ran. And thank you, Chris, for doing Teen Scene this time around, by the way. Thank you, IABS, for picking up so much of this convention. Our student chapter does Friday night, does Saturday lunch, does Sunday morning, did Teen Scene, helps out with Kid Camp, and many, many other things. Very, very strong presence at this convention. I got to be honest with you, I was thinking Dallas again for National Convention. Dallas? I hate Dallas. I don't hate it as a city, but I just am not fond of going to Dallas again. This National Convention was honestly the best I have ever attended for lots of reasons, but one of which is that this affiliate had 17 vendors in attendance. We had 3 of our scholarship winners, and we had 3 Jernigan scholarship winners. We brought those people to convention, and it brings new blood to the affiliate. And believe me, they weren't just at convention to play. They were in sessions. In sessions. And I had the privilege of being able to turn to my fellow board members when they first read the rankings of the states. Illinois was in the top 10 for the first time in years. Yeah. We made it into the top 10 for the first time in years in Dallas, which I never thought would happen. In Dallas. I still can't get over it. This state convention, I want to touch in particular on the speakers that we had. We had people come from the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired. You know, we all love to hear from the kids. We had the people who participated in BRAL, Project Innovation, Freedom Link. Oh, my God, you guys were so awesome last night. That was a powerful presentation on Freedom Link because the students talked about what they did and what they gained. I'm going to send that to Mrs. Linden. Now, she was in tears last year when she got a card. What do you think she'll think when she gets that video? She will love it, love it, love it. And I would be amiss if I didn't thank Marco for agreeing to take over Freedom Link. I don't know if he's in the room. Marco's not a big meeting person sometimes. But please, if he's not, well, some people are and some people aren't. Marco doesn't make any secret of the fact he doesn't like to sit down in meetings. So we want to extend our thanks to Marco and our whole Freedom Link team. This team gives up at least a Saturday a month, and often way more than that, to mentor these kids. But it's an effective program. So thank you to Freedom Link. You know, Jan Schakowsky is not a new congressperson. She's been in Congress a while. She's got a little seniority now. 20-some years. It takes pull. Frankly, it takes political pull to get Jan Schakowsky to come and talk to your convention for as long as she talked to us yesterday. She knows us. She likes us. And she spent quite a bit of time with us on a Saturday afternoon. I want you all to know that I had so much help this year in arranging the speakers. Denise Avant basically took over for the politicians and the youth segment to get these people here. You know, you don't just make one phone call and the family says, oh, yeah, I'm coming. No problem. I'll make my reservations. I'll send in my form and you're done. No, that's not how it works. It takes multiple phone calls. The politicians, you got to chase every 2 weeks for 6 months to get them here. Okay? And I have to thank Denise for getting them here. Now, Katowski's office, that's the first time he's come. You know what got him here, I think? They said, who else is coming? And I said, well, Jan Schakowsky's coming. And then they decided they'd come. That political pull pulls more than just the first person. You can piggyback on it. We had an overflow convention this year. I don't know if Illinois ever had to use two convention hotels before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
It complicates our lives immensely, but isn't it an amazingly good problem to have? I mean, it did complicate things, but amazing, amazing results. Now, I want to talk to you about next year. And there may be other things that come up. But so far, our present board has committed to do another TVI and parent seminar. And as I mentioned earlier, we have this large bequest that we have now. And we have been waiting for years to be able to say we are going to do a Bell program. So we are going to do a Bell program. Braille enrichment and literacy for learning. We're going to bring these kids in and we're going to teach them. And we're going to emphasize Braille and keen travel and adjustment to blindness training. You've heard it at the national level. If they won't teach them, we will. Money, 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 money. Kathy, where are you?
Right here.
Thank you, Kathy. I don't know what else to say. Thank you. You can't give out $10,000 in scholarships and $1,000 in internships, and I haven't even added up the cost on the convention scholarships for this time around. We asked all the kids and the parents, and those are all comps. We can't do it without money. And Kathy, for years, has been very, very effective at bringing those grants in. Now, we continue to do the government work that we've always done. Dave Meyer sits on the BSPC, Blind Services Planning Council Board. Patrick Olson is on the Library Advisory Committee. Bob Gardner is on SRC. I'm missing many. I should have made a list. I have a list with the committees. But there are at least four or five other people that sit on. Jamal Powell and Steve Estalas both sit on transportation issues for us with the CTA and the RTA. You know, we need to have impact on these things. Denise Devant and I both spent quite a bit of time this year sitting on the governor's task force. I'm not sure that that was highly effective in terms of result, but it's the kind of thing, if you don't have a seat at that table, people think you're not that important. So we had two seats at that table, so we are definitely important. I want to extend an invitation to all of you in closing to get involved. Even if you only have a little bit of time, there's always something that you can do, if it's make a few phone calls, if it's write an article. You don't have to come to lots of meetings to get involved. You don't have to be involved at the level I'm involved at. I'm basically a second job that I don't get paid for. I call this my unpaid job. But we have 17 standing committees and three temporary committees at this point in time. If you want to get involved on Braille literacy, please do. Bob, thank you for agreeing to chair that committee. You want to get involved on advocacy, please do. Denise, you've been appointed to chair that committee. Thank you for volunteering. There's something for everyone. Something for everyone. If you're not sure what we have, give me a call. I'm going to give out my number, so get out your phones or your slates or whatever you want to write with. I'm going to give out my number. I really can be reached. I don't always pick up the phone when you call me the first time, but I do call people back. I take texting. You can text this number. I'm also on Facebook. I'm not very good about the Facebook messaging, though. You're actually quicker if you just text me. Yeah, definitely. My phone is 773-307-6440. That is my cell phone. It's also the affiliate phone because we don't want to pay for a phone. 773-307-6440. 6440, 773-307-6440. My email is Patty with an I, Chang, C-H-A-N-G, don't turn it into change. Patty Chang, people do it all the time. They do it all the time. Patty Chang at att.net, or their spell checks do it, I don't know which. Patty Chang at att.net. We have an at-large chapter that is growing by leaps and bounds. Leslie, where are you? That's run by that lady. who is... And I would be amiss if I didn't say to all of you, you know, if you can't come to a geographic chapter for any reason, you know, that at-large chapter requires you to pick up and dial a phone. I think we can all handle that. And it's on Sunday nights, so that those of you who get free weekend minutes can call in. The next meeting is next Sunday night, right? October 14th. It will be at 7 o'clock. So if you want to join the at-large chapter, you are more than welcome. I'm going to give the number out. Everybody's got it memorized. Do it with me. 218. 218-936-1200. 218-936-1200. If you're for most events, we use the code NFBI 6324. IABS uses the code IABS. Wonder why. 4227. 4227. And that's good because they're also meeting, I think, next Sunday night, right? Aren't we meeting IABS next Sunday too? That's okay. We use two different codes. We've done that before.
Okay.
It's okay. You guys meet later anyway.
Well, we actually had it for 7.
Oh. Well, you might have to pick next Sunday which chapter meeting you'd like to attend. You're welcome at either one.
I don't want to cause a conflict. No.
There's no conflict.
Okay.
Not a problem. Connie, can you make sure both of those are calendared when you get a chance? Okay, and that's fine. I mean, as long as they're not the same code, it's fine. So 6324 if you want to join the at-large chapter, 4227 if you want to join our student chapter. Okay. I am not always good with the thank yous. I like to get things done fast. I think I've said thank you to everybody, but I also want to extend a personal thank you to everybody, not just as president, but on a personal level. I value the relationships I have in this affiliate immensely. I have deep, long-lasting friendships in this affiliate, and so much do I appreciate all of you and your caring about each other and me. So that concludes my report.
Huh? Door prize.
I'm going to let our national rep go first. Then you can do a door prize.
It's nice to get deferred to. I just want to add a couple of things to Patty's report. She got the opportunity to highlight a bunch of people and pay thanks to a bunch of people, but I see her from another perspective that you don't. I see her on the board. I see her at the scholarship committee. And I just want to tell you guys that you've got a great president outside of Illinois, too. So on behalf of your affiliate, Patty, and other people, thank you. Having said that, I think I've been on that scholarship committee I just referred to since 1992. It's been a fun committee. It's been even more fun the last couple of years. And with the kindness of Dr. Maurer and the kindness of your president, maybe I'll get to be a pain in her neck again.
Yeah, we'll see. I didn't
want
to do it without you, Carol.
Oh, we're going to, Patty and I are going to sing Kumbaya for the final thing. The other thing I want to notice here, too. Yeah, exactly. There are a few other things that I noticed here. IABS, you guys are dynamite. You would know, Patty noted you in her report, but I want to note you too, because the comparison that we get, the advantage that we get being national reps, is to see other student divisions and other, is it student divisions or students division? Never mind. I was never an English major. all those young people gathered together were smart. Right, there you go. Karen, are you stalking me? And everywhere I go, you show up. Yeah, apparently. I show up in a state, Karen's repping for the student division, national student division. Show up in another state, boop, there comes Karen. Karen, you're not going to Pennsylvania in a few weeks, are you?
No, but when you come back to my state.
Okay. And by the way, if I don't get a chance to come back there and give you a hug, you did a great job the other day on, I think it was Friday at lunch. IABS, work your national rep to death the way your president here is working her national rep to death. Karen, if you're running on fumes right now, you've done the right job. There's a dead man under this suit. So I just wanted to say thank you for your hospitality to Mindy and myself. Thank you for tolerating old-time a cappella music on Friday.
It's great.
We didn't have any electric, and I'm sorry for no electric. You know, I didn't. It was a hoot to do it in somebody else's affiliate, because when you're in your own, you've got too much other stuff to do behind the podium, and you don't get to have fun at your own convention. You do some to a degree, but you don't get out there and get to play and, you know, be a pain to people like Sean and Anil that I can do from here now. You know, since I'm not the president, I can be mean to them. Anil, are you still here?
We still love you.
Okay, there you go. All right, thank you, Your Honor. The Honorable Anil Lewis, yes. Anyway, I want to leave you with one long thought. We talked about, you heard your treasurer's report, you're doing better as an affiliate. That's always cyclical. New York isn't doing bad either this year, although, you know, we had some expenses that cost us a fair amount of money. But you don't do things, unless you're spending your money, there's no reason to have it.
Right.
I was at an affiliate a couple of years ago repping, where the treasurer was bemoaning the fact that they had to spend some of their bank savings on things they needed to do. Well, they were sitting on about $100,000 in the bank, and they had to take five of it. and they were bemoaning that. And I said, you know, I understand saving for your retirement. I understand why Carl and Mindy have to save, because we're going to get old. I understand why every one of us out there needs a pension plan of some sort, because we will get old. This organization will not get old. It will continue. And the only reason to have money is to spend money and to bring our message out and to do the mission of this organization.
Yep.
So it's good to have a reserve, but don't build your cushion too much, folks. You know, I know Dr. Mel will cut his throat if he hears me say that. But we spend a lot of money at National. To protect the rights of blind people, to protect our custody battles, all the things I talked about yesterday, the programs that we're running cost a lot of money. We could never have done that 20 and 30 years ago. We are in a terrific place. It is still a hard place to maintain, but the joy of it is that we have done it. We are the only organization of blind people that has the scope and the reach that we have. Like Patty said, to get Jan Schakowsky here. In New York, we've had our governor show up. We've had other people, you know, representatives that I see in other states where they pull in the representative from the district they're in. We have that clout. I read there's our sister, our wayward cousins in New York are having their convention the week before us, and I saw their agenda, and I said, what a great cure for insomnia. And if that's going over the internet, I hope they're listening. Well, it is going over the internet, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is.
Never say anything into a mic you're not ready to defend. However, this has been a great convention. You've got a great team here. You've got a great group of officers. Your president is second to none. And IABS, you're second to none, too. Now, you will draw that 50-50 soon, right? Thank you very much for a great convention. I will see you all next time in Washington Seminar or in Orlando or somewhere. Thank you, folks. God bless you all.
Now don't walk off. Okay. Now don't go anywhere, Carl, because I was going to make a point about you.
I want to get my money.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere to
I want to make a particular point. You know, we get to request national reps. Okay, we made a point this year of requesting Carl and Mindy, and I do mean requesting Carl and Mindy because I know she travels with him often, and I hope that she would this time, for two reasons. Number one, I know you can sing, and I can't, which is really important to me. I try and get reps who can make up for my lacks, and equally importantly, you understand the vending issues, and that was really key for this convention. Your speech last night, I saw kids in this first table I happened to walk past, rapped, 16-year-olds. Really amazing, nicely done. Wasn't he a good rep?
Yeah.
And Mindy, I don't know where you are right now. Mindy, where are you?
I'm right here.
Okay. Thank you for doing every single thing we asked you to do. Your speech was awesome. I love hearing about how people grew up. You know, give Mindy a hand too, you guys. All right. And to keep up that energy level, you guys, I do it. You travel, you're tired, you got to maintain that energy level all weekend. Because if you think you're any less on show as a national rep compared to being a president, you haven't done it yet. You're at least as on show. And the only thing that I'd add about to what Carl said, you know, the other reason why it's nice to national rep, your own state never respects you as much as they do when you go national rep somewhere else.
And I'm not looking forward to my own convention. They boo me sometimes.
It's totally true. I go somewhere else, you know.
The prophet is never loved in his own home.
Yeah, right. Oh, I like that. How do you say that? What's the...
The prophet is never loved in his own home.
The prophet's never loved in his own home.
As prophet with a PH.
All right. My cancer panel, I think, is up here. If you, okay. Would you please make your way?
Door prize.
Let's do a door prize while they're doing that.
Okay. We have a Cuisinart two-slice toaster, and I think it's an audiobook that's in here. And if this person is here,
I'm not leaving. I just have to hit the men's room.
And I don't think she is. Addie Hakes.
Addie Hakes. No, I think they left.
I think their whole family is.
Yeah, that's Hannah's relatives.
Okay. Let's see here. Tashada Hobart?
Tashada Hobart? No.
Okay. Steve Astalis. I know he's got to be here.
I know,
and
Steve's
that was donated by the Glickmans, by the way.
Hey, Alan and Roberta, thank you for getting all those door prizes.
Yes, thank you so much.
You always come through on door prizes. Now, see, there's another couple that doesn't toot their own horn, but does stuff behind the scenes. Now, our next panel, we're shifting gears again, and we try and have people talk about various aspects of life, and life sometimes will throw you a few curveballs that you don't necessarily want to have to deal with, but you have to deal with them anyway. Since we've been dealing with so much illness, especially cancer in this affiliate, I thought that it might be a good idea to put together a small panel of people who are either cancer survivors or dealing with cancer right now, and have them just talk to you about their experiences with hospitals, doctors, nurses, et cetera. So neither of these ladies need a long intro because we know them both very well. I'm going to give you first Gina Falvo.
Hello, everybody. I never dreamed that I would be up here behind a podium, never in a million years. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 2011, November 21st, and my diagnosis from the, I had a biopsy done on my left breast November 16th, and when I went to follow-up appointment on November 21st, my doctor told me, Gina, it wasn't good this time. You have invasive ductal carcinoma, breast cancer, stage 2. I was really scared. The first thing that came to my mind was going through the chemo and losing my hair. I had, you know, thick hair, and I always wore it kind of short, and I was devastated. Death was the second thing. And missing out on, you know, I figured if I die, I'd miss out on, you know, being a part of the NFB and singing in the church choir. And I say that singing in the church choir and the NFB are my biggest enjoyments. I figured, you know, I could get out of this. You know, I was born visually impaired. I figured now I got the white cane, so I'm used to, you know, I'm getting better at that, and I figured, well, I could beat this cancer, and I figured, okay, you know, I went on the internet, I read pamphlets, I started praying, I figured I'll get through this, plus I have support from my family and friends, and I, you know, I figured I could get through this, And I went through the chemo. I had four, started off with four biweekly sessions with a medicine called adriamycin, and that's what made my hair fall fast. Then I had my hairstylist shave my head, so I kind of looked like Howie Mandel, as my older brother fondly said to me. You look like Howie Mandel. But anyway, I figured, well, I went to the Cancer Support Center in Homewood where I live, and they have a wig boutique. So I got a wig that my mom said, you know, really looks like your hair, you know, my sister too. And then I felt, you know, proud, you know, I felt good to wear the wig because I figured, well, you know, number one, it hides the bald head, and I could still look like I did before. But in the meantime, you know, I had a lot of people praying for me, and, you know, that was a big help. And I went through another 12 more chemo weeklies with Taxol. So that's, you know, where we shrunk down the tumor. It was 4 centimeters, and the chemo shrunk it to 2. Then I had a lumpectomy done, so we got rid of the lump, and that went well. Then there were 36 radiation treatments, which was done Monday through Friday every morning. And, you know, I live in Homewood, so the hospital that I went to was the Olympia Fields, St. James Olympia Fields. And they were all wonderful, you know, that my oncologist is great, and the radiologist, oncologist, the chemo nurses, you know, that they really, you know, when you got people that care about you, that really helps a lot. And then finally August 14th came, which was probably one of the best moments of my life because that was the last of my radiation treatments. And now the only thing that I do every morning is I take my tamoxifen, which is supposed to prevent the cancer from feeding off of the estrogen. So that's where I'm at now, in addition to, like, now on October 30th, I go for my mammogram. So, you know, we got to all start praying again. And I, you know, I feel that this time it should be good. I have attended a couple breast cancer forums at the Cancer Support Center and been kind of a little nervous about, you know, because there's a couple women that told me it came back, and I'm like, you know, I hope it never comes back. I don't want to do this again. So here I am now wearing my Survivor T-shirt that I got from my sister for my birthday in June. And next year I will be 50, so I'm looking forward to, you know, 50 and traveling, hope with the National, with the NFB. And so, you know, life goes on. And thanks again. And thank you, Patty, for letting me be up here speaking. And thank you all, and God bless.
Now, Gina, don't go off the stage. Just take a seat because I might have questions. The next lady's been with us for a long, long time. She's a really good friend of mine. I'm going to give you Connie Davis.
Okay. That's a tough act to follow, Gina. I've had something planned out, but I've kind of changed it since I heard what you did. I'll give you just a brief history of this. You know, cancer is the last word any of us want to hear. I mean, that has just been something I've always dreaded. In late May, I was having some abdominal pain, so I went to see my primary care physician. And my mother and my best friend kept saying, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you, you're going to be okay. So I went to see her, and she reacted kind of differently than she usually does. She examined my abdomen, and she said, you know, Connie, I want you to go down to the ER right away, and I want to have a CAT scan done. And I thought, that doesn't sound good. So I waited around in the ER, had a CAT scan done, and waited for the results. When the doctor took me back in a private room, I really started to sink. My feelings just started to sink. I was like, oh, Lord. Well, he didn't help the matter any by saying, this is the worst possible news we could give you. I thought, oh, great. He said, we found a mass in your abdomen, and we want to admit you to the hospital right away to do tests. I said, well, and some of you know me, I can be kind of stubborn. And I said, oh, no, you're not admitting me right away, because I'm going home first. I'm packing a bag with some clean underwear. I don't have my charger for my book sense, which I need and want, and I'm getting that. And they said, no, you're not going home. And I said, try and stop me. So I got in a cab. I went home. I washed my dishes. I took out the trash. I packed a bag. And at midnight, I was on a very deserted Sheridan Road trying to flag a cab back to Northwestern Hospital. And this really nice man came along, and he said, dear, would you like some help flagging a cab? At that point, I said, yes, and got my cab, went back to Northwestern, and the doctor said to me, we didn't think you'd be back. I said, you've got to be kidding me. With news like this, you bet I was coming back. So the next day, they did a couple of tests, some ultrasounds, and they also did a needle biopsy on my liver where they all had also found some other spots. The next day, which was a Friday, my primary care physician came in, and she was very upset. And she said, Connie, I have some really bad news. She said, it's cancer. And it's just like, you know, that just goes all through you, and you know, you don't want to think. And my first question to her was, do I need to go home and start putting my affairs in order? And she said, no, dear, I don't think we're at that point. But she said, it isn't good. But the other news is, we don't know where this cancer is. We don't know where the primary source is. So for the next 2 weeks, I had to undergo more tests. It was what they call a neuroendocrine cancer. Neuroendocrine cancer is typical of the brain, lungs, stomach, intestines, kidney, pancreas, you name it. So they did tests over the next couple of weeks. And finally, by process of elimination, they were able to determine it was ovarian cancer. And I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember Gilda Radner. And I thought, automatic death sentence. Because, you know, that's pretty much what they say. Once you get it, it's like, that's it. And I cried, and that's the first thing you do. You cry. And my doctor cried with me. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, the worst moment, and I have to tell you, this was the worst moment of my life, was having to call my mother, who is 84 years old. My father is 90, almost 90. I felt as if I had ripped that woman's heart out of her chest. And those of you who are parents understand that. And fortunately, my aunt was there. The next door neighbor was there, who was a nurse. And so I said, Mom, give the phone to Dottie, who's a nurse. Go to my Aunt Phyllis. And I talked to the nurse because I knew my mom was not going to remember. And so here I was, just having gotten the news myself, and I'm having to pull it together to tell my mom. And so by the end of the conversation with my doctor, and my doctor got on the phone and talked with my mother. She's a tremendous lady. And I looked at her, and I said, do you remember the line in The Help when the mother talks to her daughter at the very end? She said, Eugenia, I have decided to live. And it's exactly what I said. I said, you know what? I'm going to live. And I'm going to make it through this. Well, anyway, what Patty really wanted us to touch on was, how much did our blindness affect this? How did the doctors feel about the blindness? How did they deal with it? How did they treat us? Fortunately, all my doctors are on staff at Northwestern, which is, by the way, a very, very fine facility. It is a teaching hospital, which probably is a real advantage for me. And it really has not been an issue. And I don't know, those of you who know me know I'm very verbal and that I do express myself pretty well. And I went in there from day one, And I let them know. I said, I don't want you to talk around me. I want you to be straight with me. I am a partner in this as much as you are, and we are working together as a team to take care of this. So I want you to be straight with me, and I want to do what I can to cooperate with you. The only problem that I actually had was that a sighted friend of mine, and God love you, I have many friends in this affiliate that are sighted, and I love you, and most of you really, really get it. But my friend Janet still doesn't quite get it yet. But my doctor said to me, do you use a white cane? And Janet decided to speak for me at that point. She says, well, she does sometimes. And I kind of looked at her and said, Janet? And I said, yes, I use a white cane. But that was never an issue. She never talked down to me. She always has treated me like I knew what I was doing. The other issue is, though, that I did treatment down by my parents, and I dealt with a man doctor. And it may be a cultural difference. I don't know. I don't know if it's a gender difference. He was a little bit different in the way he dealt with me, which did put me off, but I don't think it was a blindness issue more than it was possibly a gender issue. The other issue that I have dealt with, and I really haven't had a chance to talk to Patty much about this because we've all been busy planning conventions, so maybe Patty and I can talk about this at some future point in time. At Northwestern, they have internet access in the room, and it's accessible through the TV. You jack in the keyboard into, like, the buttons where you have the, I mean, those of you who've been in the hospital know that you have the call button for the nurses, and you can raise the bed and lower the bed. Well, I'm, like, far away from this TV, which is mounted on the wall. Of course I can't see to use the internet, and I tried to work with them on this, and it kind of got shuffled by the wayside. I am able to use the internet because I can go down to the visitor's lounge and I can do it. Although it's not completely accessible, but I've been able to do it. My choice here is I'm in there for 3 days every 3 weeks. Is this really a big enough issue to really go after this? And maybe that's something Patty and I'll talk about. But, you know, fortunately, I have not had issues because of my blindness. The nurses have been wonderful. The techs have been wonderful. The doctors have been wonderful. I mean, everybody's just been wonderful from day one. So I've had a good experience. But I'm going to throw this back at Gina. Have you found that blindness was an issue?
No.
Why don't you get up?
No, actually, I didn't. I think I was more focused on, you know, getting through the cancer more so than, you know, worrying about, you know, having some vision at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing I want to say, and I'm sure Gina will join me with this, I want to thank all of you for your tremendous, wonderful support. It helps so much to know that you guys are out there pitching for me and that you're praying for me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys.
Thank you. We do have time for one or two questions from the audience.
And say your name if you have a question.
No, I guess you guys did a really good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I need some... to accommodate Carl, who needs to leave early, I need somebody from IABS to come up. And are you guys ready to do the drawing?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody come up. We'll do that shortly. That also means that I would like George Villa to make his way up front, unless he's already up here. We're going to do one door prize. Well, someone from IABS, I don't remember who's doing the drawing is my problem. But someone from IABS, make your way up here to do the drawing. And Denise, you're going to give away a door prize right now?
Yes.
Just give me the money. Save the trouble.
I know, Carl.
Sorry, Carl.
You didn't give me the money when I was in New York.
You didn't ask for it.
All right.
I'm asking for it. Oh, boy, are you asking for it.
I'm going to give away a bag of books
plus $25, which is donated by George and Linda Villa, since George is coming up. We also have one of the talking animals, I guess. And that is going to go to Leslie Hamrick.
Leslie Hamrick. I assume she's in the room. Leslie? Yep. Okay.
Okay, we have one final one left. It's going to be cash at the end.
And we're going to hang on for just a minute because I just finally got IELTS to take my money for my tickets.
Oh, well.
I asked them twice. They didn't hear me, I guess.
Can I jump in real quick?
I'm going to put Sean Mayo on. Sean has asked to give us some remarks. Go ahead, Sean. You can take the podium if you want.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody, and this last panel was especially moving for me. It was back when I started in the NFB. Leukemia actually caused my blindness and did 3 years of chemotherapy. But during that time, I remember one of the points of asking the doctor, you know, what are my chances of survival? And she looked at me and she said, well, Sean, it's 0% or 100%. You could walk out tomorrow and get hit by a bus, and that would be the end of things. And I thought, now are you talking about because I'm blind I'm going to get hit by a bus, or is this the real chances of the leukemia on there? And it really resonated because I had the fortunate experience of the doctors helping with this as well. It was actually my ophthalmologist who diagnosed the leukemia. The other doctors, the endocrinologist and diabetic doctors, were similar to some of the stories here, saying, oh, don't worry about it, you're okay. But that 0%, 100% resonated with me with blindness as well, because I realized that it didn't have, and this is what we say in the Federation, didn't matter how much I could see or not see. It wasn't a percentage. I was blind, period. And with both of these things, you have to go out there and make the choice of whether to live today and to keep on going or to stay in your box where it could be cozy and comfortable at times but is very limiting. And it was the Federation that invested in me. I won state and national scholarships right here from Illinois. While I was undergoing the cancer treatments, not knowing if it was going to be successful or not, but the Federation still believed in me, gave me jobs to do during this time, and it really showed the family that the Federation is. So it was good to come home to my Illinois family and the Federation here.
We absolutely loved having you here. You can come back anytime.
Well, I'll be back, and I would love to see any of you up in Minnesota. If you'd like to get training, give me a call, and if you're up there and want to come by and go out to eat and take a tour around, love to see you there. So look forward to coming back and seeing everybody at other events. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Now, I have also repped the Minnesota convention, and I will say that the Minnesota president didn't pick on me nearly as much as Carl did.
It's a kinder, gentler world in the Midwest. Except Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say, Carl, since when? Kinder, gentler world. They're figuring out these tickets, I think. Would you like me to draw?
I'll give you the number to draw if you want. Need help?
I'm not going to cheat. Okay. You want me to read the number too, or are you reading? Get your tickets out. You got to know what your numbers are. You want to know how much the person will win? 115, right? $122. It's a 50-50. We took in $244. Everybody got their tickets out? We're looking for 236.
No, that's the wrong number. No, I'm
heading for the airport. 236.
Recount.
I've sold that ticket.
236. Monza says she sold it.
There you go. 236
still.
You got it.
Did you win it?
Yep.
Linda won it. Linda Bella. You know, haven't you guys won this once before?
I won once before, yeah.
I knew you did. That's twice they've won this drawing. Wow, you are a lucky girl. Okay. Now, that's also fitting because the next thing on our agenda is resolutions. So Linda wins the money, and then George gets to present.
Patty?
Yep.
I'm up here. We need Debbie to...
Debbie Stein, are you ready to read?
Okay.
Make your way onto the stage, if you would, please. Do you have the copies, George?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you want the podium? I'm not at the podium. You can take the podium if you want.
Okay.
I'm just sitting at the table.
Okay.
Or Debbie can, however you want to do
well,
it.
Well, I'll start you, and then she can.
Yeah, you figure it out. Thank you, guys.
By the podium,
okay. I don't think so.
Oh, just stay by the podium. I'll just talk
stand?
And I'll, it's whatever you'd like.
Here's a bunch. Sure. I don't know.
Whatever you'd like to do, and I'll stand. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll make the announcement. And then,
congratulations, Linda.
Do you have your Braille note?
I have my Braille note.
Okay, I have the copies too. Braille copies, if you'd like. I have the print, Braille print.
Okay. George, I think we're ready whenever you're ready.
Okay,
they're
I am.
Tucking the stuff away.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I'm going to the mic.
Hello, I'm George Villa. I'm chair of the resolution committee. We have two resolutions to present today. The resolution committee voted unanimously to a recommendation of do pass. I've asked Debbie Stein to read the resolutions. Debbie?
Resolution 2012-01. Whereas the right to vote in Illinois is as crucial for those who are blind as it is for all other citizens throughout the state. And whereas those who are blind have as much of a right to engage in a voting experience that is independent and trouble-free as all other segments of the population. And whereas Equip for Equality, a law firm which advocates for the rights of people with disabilities, including those who are blind, and that among those rights is the right to vote efficiently and independently. And whereas Equip for Equality has made extensive efforts to ensure a smooth transition to independent voting for those who are blind by providing seminars on the Help America Vote Act, providing forums where representatives from the Board of Elections of Chicago have given presentations on how blind people may engage in early voting and absentee voting. And whereas in 2010, Equip for Equality invited blind voters to participate in a survey where they could comment on the usability of equipment in their polling places, as well as the training or lack of training of individual election judges on said voting equipment. And whereas, as a result of these programs provided via Equip for Equality, the voting process has become smoother for those who are blind throughout the greater Chicago area. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, in convention assembled this 7th day of October 2012 in the city of Chicago, Illinois, that this organization commend Equip for Equality for their continuing effort to ensure a smooth voting process for those who wish to vote independently.
Thank you, Debbie. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Is there any discussion? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The resolution is passed. Thank you. Please read 02, Debbie.
Resolution 2012-02, calling on RTA to ensure non-visual access in regional open standards fair payment systems. Whereas, Public Act 97-0085 of 2011, RTA reduced transfer costs, requires the Regional Transportation Authority, RTA, and its service boards to implement a regional open standards fair payment system, and whereas the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, bus and rail, and Pace Suburban Bus are jointly working to implement Ventra, an open standards fare system, and whereas, to date, Metra Commuter Rail has not joined Ventra with CTA and PACE and is studying implementation of an open standards fare system, and whereas this legislation gives service boards until January 1st, 2015 to implement the open standards fare system, and whereas this system now being planned will supersede the former universal fare card and will encompass debit or credit cards with which customers can pay fares directly. And whereas these open standards fare media will include, but are not limited to debit and credit cards, smart cards to which fare can be added, passes sold from ticket vending machines and retail customer service locations, and compatible mobile phones later. Whereas CTA will implement Ventra in 2013, PACE will implement it in 2013 on fixed route bus service and on paratransit in 2014, and whereas CTA and Metra have made fare card and ticket vending machines accessible to blind and visually impaired customers with a combination of braille and speech for many years, and whereas blind and visually impaired customers have been able to buy tickets or cards, check fare value, and add value using cash, debit, or credit cards. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind advocates for non-visual access in many aspects of daily life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 7th day of October 2012 in the city of Chicago, Illinois, that this organization call upon the RTA to continue the tradition of non-visual access in all transactions related to managing and using fare media of Chicago area transit systems, and be it further resolved that this organization call upon the RTA and its service boards to consult with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois to ensure that these open standards fare media, including Ventra and related equipment, ticket vending machines, turnstiles, and fare boxes, be independently accessible to and usable by blind and visually impaired persons.
Thank you, Debbie. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Any discussion on the resolution? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying nay. The resolution is passed. Thank you very much, Debbie. This concludes the work of the 2012 Resolution Committee. We have two unofficial members of the committee who have done a lot of work behind the scenes, Linda Villa and Debbie Stein. Thank you very much. We are accepting resolutions for the 2013. Come on, mouth. I'm tired. For the 2013 convention. Thank you very much.
I don't know if Sean's still up here. I don't believe so. Okay. Thank you to George. Let's give him a hand. He does this with aplomb. Our next agenda item is elections. We will be electing, this is an even numbered year for us. That means that we elect our executive board. So we will elect a president, a first vice president, a second vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. Our board seats are staggered. The two board seats that are currently up for re-election or election of someone to fill their seats, I guess I should say, are currently held by Annette Grove and Mary Lou Grunewald. And then we will elect a delegate to our national convention and an alternate delegate. For those of you who are new, when we are on the convention floor, and it's the convention floor at National that controls what this organization does, each affiliate has a vote. Okay, we're not a true democracy. Each affiliate has a vote. That vote can only be cast by the delegate or, in the delegate's absence, the alternate delegate. So, Debbie, are you close? You ready? Debbie's getting the boxes in case we need a secret ballot. We are ready to conduct an election by secret ballot if the need arises. The plan is to conduct elections as follows. We'll conduct the election, anything that's contested, first by voice vote. If the person conducting the election is not sure of the outcome, then we will pass out cards, and you will either tear off one, you'll tear off one corner for the first candidate, or tear off two corners for the second candidate, or tear off no corners to abstain. All right. I am now opening the floor for nominations to the office of president.
Madam President.
I think that's Ken Staley.
I would like to place the nomination of Patty Jang.
All right. My name's been placed in nomination, so I'm going to ask Debbie to take this over. I do accept. Thank you, Ken.
Patty Chang's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All those in favor of Patty Chang as president of this affiliate, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Patty Chang, congratulations. Like to say a few words.
It really is an honor to serve. I can't say every single day. It always feels like an honor. But most of the time, it truly does. I appreciate your confidence, and I appreciate your support. And doing what I usually do, which is getting on with business, we're going to open the floor for nominations to the office of First Vice President. First Vice President.
I nominate Denise Avant.
I think Debbie beat you by a hair. Debbie Stein has placed in nomination the name of Denise Avant. Denise, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
That's been accepted. I don't need a second on nominations. I know people, it feels funny, but you don't. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded. that we elect Denise by the acclamation thingy. Those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Denise? By the way, if you know that you're going to be running, try and make your way somewhere to a mic, or can I get someone to run the portable?
I have it.
Oh, you're perfect. Okay.
Now I have it.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank all of you for your faith that you have placed in me. I understand where my position on this board is. I am replacing a giant of a leader in Debbie Stein, a quiet leader. I can't promise you that I'm quiet, but I do promise to be an advocate for our cause. Thank you.
Before we go to the next election, I really do want to recognize Debbie. Debbie has sat in the seat, and it's made her a little nervous because she likes the first VP seat, but she's not real fond of the idea that she might be president if I bail or if I get sick. And she does everything with grace, and Denise is right. She does it quietly. So can we just give her a hand? Just thank you. Now, Debbie's not going anywhere. I think she's trying to go a little bit further away from the presidency, but she's not going anywhere. Okay, all kidding aside, Debbie, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to serve so close to you.
We make a good team. We make a good team.
As long as you're still there.
As long as I'm still there. Okay. I love it. Bob has said the same thing when he's held spots, too. Like, whatever you do, just stay there. All right, I'm going to open the floor for nomination to the position of second vice president.
Madam President.
Oh, my, I hear lots. I think I heard Jamal first.
I would like to nominate
Jamal Paul has placed in the into nomination the name of Leslie Hamrick. Are there any other nominations? Do you accept? I'm sorry, I knew I was forgetting something. All right. Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And are there any other nominations? It's been moved, seconded, and thirded that we elect Leslie Hamrick to the position of second vice president by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Leslie, welcome to the board. Can we get Leslie a mic? It's coming.
Let's see if we can figure out where Leslie is. You're not Leslie.
Thank you very much, everyone. It really is an honor to be in this position, and I do thank you for your confidence in me, and I'm really excited about this, and I'm looking forward to making even more of a difference in the affiliate. Thank you very much.
I want to take a minute before we move on to talk about the gentleman who previously occupied that seat, and I guess occupies it for another half an hour because it shall close the convention. Bob Gardner, I assume you're in the room?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Bob is another one who is for the most part, a very quiet leader. I've never seen the man get ruffled, which makes him an incredible asset to the board. Bob has been willing to serve in any position that we asked him to. Bob and I have quite candidly had lots of conversations over at least the past 2 or 3 years about we need some new and young blood. So Bob made a conscious decision to allow his seat to open up so we could do that if we had someone who was capable and who could do it. And I think Leslie will do a good job. But let me tell you, Bob's done an awesome job, and we need to thank him. I am opening the floor for nominations to the position of secretary.
Madam President.
Yes, Denise Avant.
I nominate Debbie Pittman.
Debbie Pittman's name has been placed into nomination. She is currently holding that seat. Are there any other nominations? I got to move in a second to elect Debbie Pittman by acclamation to the position of secretary. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Can we get Ms. Pittman a microphone, please? Mrs. Pittman, I guess. Debbie, where are you?
You know what? She probably could may have had to leave.
Okay.
She did.
I do know for a fact she did. That's for most positions, it's pro forma because I have some idea of who might want them if they already hold them. I don't necessarily know the others. Okay, I'm going to open up the floor for nominations to the position of treasurer.
Madam President.
Denise Avant.
I nominate Glenn Moore.
Glenn, are you in the room?
I am.
Do you accept?
I do.
Okay, thank God. That's harder to fill than presidency, let me tell you. All right. Are there any other nominations? Do I hear any other nominations? Moved and seconded that we elect Glenn Moore by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Glenn?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Patty. So it's been a challenge and a pleasure, and I've actually met a lot of people that I didn't know in the affiliate simply by being in this position, and I'm glad that I have, and I'll be glad to serve for whatever time I need.
You get to be the money man, and you get to meet a lot of people.
Yes, I do.
They want their money. All right, I'm going to open up... let's take Annette Groves, the seat that's currently held by Annette Groves. This is a 2-year term.
Madam President.
Annette.
It's been my pleasure to serve. I've decided not to run for re-election, but it's my honor to nominate Brian Sumner, who's been a loyal Federationist for many years.
Annette is announcing that she is not going to run again, and it's her honor to nominate Brian Sumner. Oh, I hope you're not going anywhere. I'll lose anything. All right. So, are there any other nominations? I'm going to lose track of where I am. Are there any other nominations? Oh, Brian, do you accept?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I hear you're here. You accept the nomination, I assume. All right. I assume that your chapter president would have spoken with you before she did that. Are there any other nominations? And are there any other nominations? Moved and seconded that we elect Brian Sumner to the first board seat by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. All right. Now, we have got a 2-year term. This is currently held by Mary Lou Grunewald. 2-year term currently held by Mary Lou Grunewald. I'm opening the floor for nominations.
Madam Chairperson, this is Eileen.
Eileen, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Mary Lou Grunewald.
I was hoping somebody would. All right, Mary Lou Grunewald's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations?
I move Mary be elected by acclamation.
Moved and seconded that we elect Mary Grunewald by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. All right, now we just made Mary. Is Mary in the room?
I'm here.
All right, can we get her mic?
I have one.
Go ahead.
You know, it's just been such an honor to be able to do this for the last few years. And I, I have a personal goal here since you all have honored me so much to elect me again, is to try and get as many young people involved or be a part of as getting as many young people involved as we possibly can, and along with any other things that I can do. Thank you so much, all of you.
Thank you, Mary. Now, we made a little more work for ourselves because we just put Denise into an executive seat. So now we've got a vacancy for the remainder of her term on the board. This would be a one-year term. And I'm going to open the floor for nominations to finish out Denise's two-year term. So this is for a one-year seat right now.
Madam President.
Denise?
Try
it again.
It's on. Okay. Testing. Now it doesn't work. I got a big voice, so I'm going to have to.
It's okay. I'll repeat it.
Okay. I place in nomination the name of Debbie Kent Stein.
All right. Debbie Kent Stein's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations?
Madam President?
Who is that?
Leslie.
Leslie? Jamal, do you accept?
Not at this time.
Jamal is declining. You should probably ask people before you nominate him. Would be good. Debbie, do you accept? I forgot to ask you.
Yes, I do.
All right. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And are there any other nominations?
I move we elect Debbie by acclamation.
Second. Moved and seconded that we elect Debbie Stein by acclamation. Those in favor say aye. Any opposed, say nay. Debbie?
Thank you so much. Patty's right. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still very committed to the affiliate and to the work that this board does, and I'm honored to be able to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. We got two more here, guys. I am going to open the floor for nominations for the position of delegate to the National Convention. Leanne?
I nominate Patty Burton.
Leanne has placed my name in nomination, so I'm going to ask Debbie to take this one over.
Thank you, Leanne.
Are there any other nominations for first delegate to the National Federation of the Blind Convention? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All those in favor of electing Patty Gregory Chang by acclamation, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Patty.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, y'all remember, I don't always poll. Okay? You want to have a lot of input, you come to the caucus, even though it's 7 o'clock in the morning. That's when we discuss issues. Okay. I'm opening the floor for the last election, which is for our alternate delegate to the National Convention. Jamal.
I want to nominate Denise Avant.
Denise Avant's name has been placed in nomination for the position of alternate delegate to the National Convention. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are we awake? Moved and seconded, a little delayed, but moved and seconded that we elect Denise as alternate delegate. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The We're going to adjourn in just a minute, but I need to know if anybody needs announcements. They need to head their way up here. I don't have any final announcements. I've said thank you, and I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. I think this is, I know it's the biggest convention I've ever seen in Illinois, and I think it really has been the best. Does anybody have announcements before I adjourn us?
Madam President.
I'm sorry, who's looking for the floor? Wait, I'm forgetting the final door prize, so hang on. Now, somebody in the back wanted, I'll come back to you, Denise. Somebody in the back?
Yeah, it's me.
Who's me?
It's Brian.
Ryan? Oh, Brian, yeah, Brian.
First of all, I forgot to say I want to thank Denise for nominating me for the board position. I will do my best.
Yeah. Now, Brian, since there's only nine of us, what I usually do is call everybody or email everybody. You got to watch your emails. And then we'll find out when everybody can meet. Occasionally, I will meet knowing that one person will miss because sometimes you just can't schedule everybody. But I will do my best to make sure at least all of the board can attend our meetings. We don't have a regular set schedule. They're basically on the call of the president as needed. Yeah, thank you. And that was my fault. I forgot to give you a mic when you were done. I do apologize. Bill Reif. If you have agendas that you don't want to keep, get them back to the information table, okay? At least we can reuse those, whatever you call them, the binders. If you have name tags, Glenn Moore. It's taking those. Name tags. Glenn Moore is taking. Any other announcements?
I have copies of the Imaginary Invalid.
Debbie Stein has the Imaginary Invalid, the script that we used this morning, if you want that.
I got candy for sale.
Ken, you always got candy for sale. Any other announcements? Hearing none, final thanks to our sound team. You guys pulled it off, as usual, amazing. The stream, I guess, went up to 8 or 9, and we are adjourned.
No!
All right. All right, Denise, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Madam President.
They're awake. At least they're awake. Go ahead.
First of all, let me just say, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, one of the door prizes got returned because the person can't take it on the plane. Do you want to auction it, or do you want me to just draw for it?
What is it?
It's the CD radio with some books.
I want you to draw for it.
Okay. So we're drawing for that prize. Let's see, Aiden Swickow, and I'm not sure that...
Aiden Swickow.
Okay.
Not here, do it again.
Okay. Hang on for a second here. Hilda Sandifer.
I bet she's here. Hilda? Oh, she's been here the whole convention, now she's not here.
She's in the hall.
Oh, Hilda, are you here?
Okay, you have a door prize.
You know what, Hilda, I'm going to give you credit for that one. At least you could hear me.
Okay, now, the last two door prize, I mean the last prize, is a total of $50 as represented by $25 from the Ferris Wheel chapter and $25 from the Black Hawk chapter. Now, you guys want money, right? All right, plus a little stuffed animal, and I am drawing that name... that goes to Charlotte Kaiser. Is Charlotte Kaiser in
the
room?
I bet she is. Charlotte Kaiser? She has to be right here able to hear me.
Charlotte Kaiser.
Lobby doesn't count. I'll give Hilda the hallway because she could hear me, but...
All right.
Nope, do it again.
Patricia Olson.
She's gone.
Okay. We're drawing again.
Somebody's going to get this $50.
I still hear some people.
Who's yelling that they're here?
No, they're just saying they're here. They're not telling you that
I'm
Pat's
sorry.
Here. Pat is gone.
Okay. Karen Kronk? I don't know.
No, she was the godmother of one of the kids.
Oh, okay, got it. This is hard giving this money away. Well, I think this person is gone. It would have went to Sean Mayo, but she's gone.
She's gone. She really is gone.
Yep. Okay. Jake Benson.
Jake Benson, gone.
Ooh. All right.
That's what happens when people leave early. I'm still here, Denise, you know.
Well, I know she's in the room. Eileen Trushke.
Eileen Trushke. Okay, anything else?
Now you can.
Oh, I was playing with you. I actually didn't forget that time.
Oh.
I was messing with you. Steve, can I adjourn?
Can we reissue my toaster door prize? Because I don't really need one. I have one.
No, we've already done the final door
prize. Give it away yourself.
Give it away yourself. All right, we are adjourned.